Hey, welcome back to the 85 South Show Backwoods Lounge. We live here at the One Music Fest with none other than one of hip hop's greatest.
Jada Kid.
One of the coldest niggas to ever do it. My boy Tax Stone said you can raise a child off Jada Kiss lyrics alone. None other than Jada Kiss. And I got my dirty boy partner in here with
What's
me today.
Man? My brother in radio.
Come on, man. What's happening? It's Kiss, man. It's 50 years of hip hop, bro.
Yeah, it's
Come
lit.
On, huh? Why?
There's a whole lot of hip hop shit going on right now.
How y'all doing today, man?
Amazing, man.
Feeling Backwoods, good. Backstage, One Music Fest. How you feeling?
Feeling great. Weather is great. You know, my people looking beautiful. What more can you ask for?
What more can you ask for? We here live at the One Music Fest. Now, Kiss, you known for putting something in the air, man. And it's only right that you come over here and talk some shit at the Backwoods Lounge.
No doubt.
How long you been fucking with the Backwoods, G?
Few years now. Started like everybody else. I started with Phillies, then Dutchies, and then I transformed over to the Backwoods. Rest in peace to Biggie. The first time I ever smoked the Backwoods was with Biggie. We had never even seen or heard Backwoods, and I think he may see Gutter roll up some Backwoods and we smoked with him, so we knew about him. Well, I say like the last seven to 10 years, I've been going strong with Backs.
Everybody like graduates to Backwoods as smokers. You know, you got to graduate to Backwoods. Like, that's when you know you're a real smoker.
You got to get professional with rolling Backwoods first.
I was about to say, what was that like learning?
Yeah, rolling it ain't the easiest thing in the world. You gotta really be a roller.
Be skilled.
Yeah.
Cut the edges off. You know what I'm saying? You got to wet it. And paper towel it. And right.
It was
them. You know what I'm saying? That way.
You know.
That's the whole point. I've been working real closely with the people over there at Backwoods. I got something coming out exclusively for the streets.
What's it called? Easy Roll.
I mean, I might just sell a pack of corners. All them corners that get cut off, I might just put all them together and make one flat leaf. You know, we're just kicking some ideas around right now.
That's fire.
Now, Kiss, I wanted to ask you this. Hip-hop just had its 50th birthday, man.
Yes, 50 years of hip-hop.
They were honoring some of the legends up there, but a lot of names got left off. Did you see anybody up there, or did you see anybody who got left off that you felt might have should have got honored on the 50th anniversary? Because everybody got their OGs and their favorites.
I've seen a lot of people get left off.
Yeah.
I think people got sidetracked with the whole 50-year, you know, the whole thing, and let some greats that shouldn't have slipped through the cracks, they didn't get the acknowledgement that they're supposed to get. I think that's always gonna happen, though.
Yeah.
Especially in our genre, our people, we don't tend to big up people till they no longer here or to something happens, you know what I mean? For the most part. And the other genres of music, they would have made sure they covered everybody.
Yeah.
But
who's somebody that you would have wanted to honor? Like, if you had, like, I just want to get this person they flowers now.
So many I could name, but, you know, dudes like Redman, Scarface, a lot could go on. I could stay in for hours and name dudes that I feel are underappreciated.
Yeah.
But, you know, hip hop is an individual sport. Music is like something that whoever you like, that's your personal, you listen to it in your personal space and you feel a way about them that nobody can feel about it. So that's the beautiful thing of music. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You get in a zone or in a mood, you could throw on whoever the fuck you want to listen to and enjoy it for yourself.
But you got to be a part of so many great moments in hip-hop for the last, shit,
50
however,
years of hip-hop.
You, shit, most of it. You've been there for a lot of it, man, a lot of great moments. So what are some of those moments that stand out to you as personal favorites, man?
Of course, signing with Bad Boy, being able to meet Big, going on tour with DMX, Just learning the game, just being a fly on the wall in certain studio sessions, being able to be on the Life After Death double CD that didn't have that many features. So, you know, being young in the game and being honored to be on there was a big accomplishment that we felt. Being on Hov's album back in the, you know, early album, doing the Reservoir Dogs song.
Exactly. Like, that's what I'm saying. These are moments that are gigantic.
Yeah, those is like priceless.
And you know, being
social media.
Yeah, and
so those are things that you just had to keep up here because it was no phones, no Johnny Nunez's.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And then you got to be a part of one of the most legendary groups in hip-hop.
Come on now.
My brothers, you know that, LOX for life.
I was going to say, you know, hip-hop has transitioned so much over the last 50 years. What's something, you know how Biggie say, like, we never thought it'd take it this far. What's something that you didn't see coming, that you were, like, shocked that happened? Maybe a trend or something switching up in the game where you like, dang, I didn't expect this from hip-hop. It could be good or bad.
I mean, just how they implement hip-hop in everything that they try to sell or that they're trying to,
the marketing
that they're trying to market or promote. It started from, that's just a bunch of noise and a bunch of thugs and a bunch of hoopla to, they need that same noise and hoopla to move the world.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? No matter if it's cell phones, automobiles, sneakers, you know, fast food, they call us for everything.
Yeah, man. Without Jadakiss, nigga, the walls would never lift up. And the floor would never do a 360, my nigga. Who else is going to have enough coke that they got to use the scale that they weigh the whales with?
And even entrepreneurship, like, you into Kiss Cafe. You got that going on. Like, you see a lot of artists now going to black businesses and making sure they invest in their money differently. Like, the cars and clothes is cool. I see a lot more artists graduating to entrepreneurship and buying real estate. Tell me about that and your quest, what you got going on.
You know, rap is a stepping stone. Of course, when you're young, you're going to blow some money and have some fun and do some reckless things. But if you're able to have a career and, you know, and be in it for a minute, you want to start graduating and doing some things, owning some stuff. You know, we got six juice bars.
That's
Styles and his wife got the pharmacy for life.
Oh, no.
You know, the supplements is doing well. And then I got the Kiss Cafe coffee with my son and my dad. You know, the hip-hop industry could teach you a lot if you just keep your head up, eyes and ears open about ownership. You go through so much stuff with clearances and things like that with the label that you should get to a point in your life where you want to own everything.
Yeah.
That your name is on or that you invest in, you want to try to be the sole owner or own a big percentage of it or own the whole thing.
Come on,
like you said, hip-hop is like y'all, a lot of artists' first introduction to entrepreneurship
and real business.
So it teaches you a lot. I like, too, the trends that I'm seeing of, like, artists taking more control of their health and being more on it, like you said, the juice bar. Because, you know, hip-hop, at one point, it was all about
drugs,
how much lean you could drink.
Excess, yeah.
Drugs. And now to see artists
now everybody
like...
everybody talking about getting to the bag, but if you ain't healthy,
you're
just going to leave the bag for somebody else to get to. Yeah.
What was that moment, or when was that moment that you realized that, or, like, in your life?
For one, I got 5 kids. 3 of them is very young. 2 9-year-olds and 1 8-year-old daughter. So you just want to be able to go to the park and not pull a hamstring going on the slide with them anyway. But just traveling and, you know, being up late, not getting the sleep you need. We were able to bump into the juice bar and learn about taking care of your body. We all have mothers and fathers, grandmas, aunties that got high blood pressure or some of them type of ailments. We just trying to lower that as much as we could in our communities. You know what I mean? If we could get one person at a time it's hard to just switch how you live or how you eat, but if you could just be mindful of it, then you'll start doing things a little differently. And
baby steps.
You know, you talking about health, right? Now, I'm a bald nigga. I've been bald, right? But you were bald for so long, and then you showed up with braids, hairline intact. So you was just bald because you wanted to be bald.
I'm hollering.
I'm thinking you're bald because you was going bald.
Yeah,
no, that was then you wasn't even bald no more. It was braids.
Like a,
it was,
and YO, that was like a, that was like the thing that, you know, X was like the king, the icon of the town, and bald heads was Onyx. Bald heads was right. And I always told Styles and Looch, down the line, when y'all shits go, I'm growing my hair back. They used to be like, nah, whatever. Because they had afros, high tops. Now I'm like, yo, it's going to be a time, y'all shit's going to go, I'm going to let my hair grow back.
Fellas, what if that's the key to preserving your hairline? You just got to be bald in
first,
your younger 20s
and, then grow back
and save your shit.
Reverse.
For later.
The reverse.
If you don't push your hairline back. Yo, what you talked about being a dad, I wonder, like, what has being a father showed you or taught you differently about yourself? Like, just from being a man in general.
Jadakiss is my stage name. It's my job. You know what I mean?
Oh, no.
It's a time when you got to turn that shit off. When you're around your mother, your family, dudes you grew up with, you know, things of that nature, you go back to just being Jason. You know what I mean? Kiss is for when the lights and that, when the cameras go on and they hook up the mics, that's when I go to Kiss. But other than that,
yeah.
I'm just Jay. I'm just regular Jason. You know, Kiss, whatever. And when you keep that balance, you be all right. You know,
yeah.
Your kids are the most honest people in the world. They gonna tell you they hate your sneakers. They hate you. They hate that song.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's with no malice. So I try to use my kids, my younger ones and my older ones. That, you know, I don't listen to them solely, but I take their advice and see what's going on in their world.
Yeah.
Man, you've said so much cold shit on records, so many of the coldest bars and all of this. Do you ever put, like, pressure on yourself to be like, nah, I ain't say enough shit on this one?
I ain't say
enough. Yeah. I mean, it gets a time, like, when you feel like... See, I love music so much, I can just hear something and make me want to go to the stool. And I think as long as I feel like that, I always want to create. But yeah,
yeah.
Sometimes I get on my, like, nah, you got to go harder, man. Go in there and I throw a hold. I have something that I think is crazy. Like, nah, you got to be crazier than that.
Man, you be saying some crazy shit. Only put the coke in the tires if they miss you.
They miss you.
Feds sending niggas way up by Lake Michigan.
Come on, man. Come
that
on, man.
Shit crazy.
Come on,
Lo. I fucks with air it out. I go way back.
Good.
Knock yourself out.
Man.
She used to model for a year and a half.
Legendary.
Why she stop? So you got this. Man, you ain't saying enough.
Why she stop?
Because if she take her pins out, then her hair fall down to a calf. I don't know if it was spending too much money on hair products and she was breaking
something
even.
Something happened. She had to stop.
She had to stop, though.
Come on, man.
Yeah, man. Because, you know, her man, he was the chef up north. And he would have got left, but that's, you know. Bro, it's like you listen to this shit and it's like you got so many real life hood problems in there, bro. Even when you said the niggas had the Sprint cell phone and they was jerking.
Yeah.
Every nigga can relate to this shit, bro.
What you trying to do? You got to try to say the shit that touch home.
Right.
You know what I mean? Everybody can't afford a Ferrari or... Everybody might not know about buying art or things of that.
Yeah.
But if you say so, everybody been behind on a bill or everybody knows some real life shit, everybody had to make a grilled cheese or some shit like that, it's gonna hit.
Man, I appreciate you.
Even with
you.
The rich people.
I appreciate you dropping that type of shit in there and showing the growth and showing the progression. Like in the music, you can still say gangster shit. But you still make sense and you still give niggas like that direction to level up. Like, take my little man to the Gucci store and just show him the loafers.
Show him the loafers, man.
Even if he don't want the loafers.
Just show him, man.
Show him.
Show him.
Introduce him to
some shit.
Some new shit.
Before.
Yeah.
Didn't think about it.
Right.
Come back down there and grab him next time.
I just wanted to let you know that That type of shit don't go unnoticed. And even the cats from the deepest, dirtiest parts of the South, man, we appreciate you always fucking with the South.
Love is love.
And jumping on them records and shouting us out and showing us love, man, because it's a lot of niggas from a lot of different places that didn't fuck with what we had going on as far as Southern hip-hop. But, man, you have features from rappers all over the game, from all over the South. So
that's
from
a nigga
from the South, I just wanted to make sure you know that you love and you respect it out there.
Yes, love. Jada.
Big love.
For hip-hop.
85 South Show, Backwoods Lounge.
Backwoods,
none other.
Backstage.
J-Kiss, J-Nix, we in here.
Come on now.